A TVS occurs when the core diameter of a tornadic scale circulation is smaller than the effective beam width of the radar. A TVS shows up as a signature where the radar detected max velocity and the minimum radial velocity are located on adjacent azimuths. That is, unless the entire vortex core lies within a single beam. In such a case, then the max and min radial velocities would nearly cancel each other out, leaving a nearly zero radial velocity and a very broad spectrum width. Also, when the azimuthal sampling interval is significantly less than the effective beam width, as is the case with super-resolution data, then there might be a transition zone between the max and min radial velocities as the beam sampling becomes less independent of one another. However, in reality, that's not very frequent.